Hello and welcome to this video on VectorVest 7 Pro Trader, the industry leader in technical analysis scanning capability. My name is Steve Chappell, the Director of Educational Services. And this module, VectorVest Pro Trader, is considered to be an add-on module and thus will require an additional one-time fee. However, it will allow you to combine popular technical analysis indicators into our searching capability to scan the market to find situations where stocks are exhibiting a technical pattern, for example, a MACD crossover. And then we'll be able to combine this type of searching capability with our already powerful proprietary indicators or even traditional price and volume requirements. Let's go take a look. If I take my mouse right up to the top, I'll select the Unisearch tab. Once there, I can find our new ProTrader folder in our search directory on the left, once our account has been set up for ProTrader capabilities. To access the searches, it's very simple. Just click right on ProTrader, and this will allow you to choose from any of the pre-existing searches that are already there. And that could range anything from an exponential moving average crossover all the way down to a much more sophisticated RSI. Running one of these searches couldn't be any easier. Simply click directly on the search name, or double click if you like to go ahead and run, or simply click on Run Search, and it will run it as of the time and date that we have selected. This particular scan has gone through the database and looked for any of the stocks out of the nearly 8,000 that we track to find those whose DPO, or detrended price oscillator, has crossed above the zero line in the last day. It also went and made sure that all of the stocks were at least $1 in value, had at least 100,000 50-day moving average of volume, were not a pink sheet, and were not a contra ETF. And even better, what it's also done is it's taken the time to rank order them as well. You can see here that our default sort for any of these searches will be VST, and it's there that you're combining the power of VectorVest's proprietary indicator to make sure that while even these stocks are exhibiting the 20-day DPO cross, which is a nice bullish change, you're still getting the best overall quality stock right at the top of the list. And that's where the true power comes in. You can, of course, create your own. To do that, I'm simply going to click on New Search, and I can build my own simply by filling in the boxes under Parameter, Operator, and Value. For example, in the Parameter box, I'll go to Stocks, and we'll be dealing with price, so I'll click on Price Split Adjusted. Under the Operator, you'll also notice the ProTrader function here. As I highlight ProTrader, a new window pops out to the right, and here I could build, say, an RSI crossover. If I click on RSI crossover, I could then click in Value, first enabling me to pick the period of RSI from 9:14 or 25, giving me the flexibility to say crossing above or below a certain value. In this case, let's say crossing above 30. Did it cross in the last day, or I even have more flexibility. I could say any time within the last 5 days if I decided to do so. We'll leave it set on 1 and I'll click OK. Always a good idea to put in some price and volume requirements, so I'll simply take the time to put in a price requirement or minimum of, let's say, $20. So stock price actual greater than a custom value of 20. And we'll also do the same for volume, except this time we'll make sure there's at least 250,000 shares traded on average. So we'll go to Average Volume under Price and Volume Parameters. Again, select greater than and a custom value 25 and 4 zeros. So building a scan is as simple as that. If I'd like to run it and check the result, I simply click on Run Search up above. And let's take the opportunity to graph one of these stocks. Let's take Panera Bread right here at the top. Once I have Panera Bread selected, I can come right up to the top here, and we're going to click on Graph the Selected Stock. You may not pull up an end-of-day chart, so it'll be important that you do so. But here you can see on the particular chart that I'm viewing, We have Panera Bread. Price pulled back, is beginning to turn up. So if we check our RSI on the bottom, we can see that RSI had fallen below 30. Now on a current basis, let's check the value. On a current basis, it stands at 34.87. So has just crossed in the last day. If you need to add any of these technical analysis indicators that you're scanning for onto the list here to be able to check the accuracy or even see the values, you simply come right up to the top, click on Add Parameter, go down to Technical Analysis, and let's add on MACD, for example. Once I select MACD, it drops it into the last place on our list on the right, and to see it, I just simply click the little checkbox. If any of the other information is not something you're interested in to uncheck, you simply uncheck the boxes. And there we have it. That's how easy it is now to scan for many of the popular technical analysis indicators, and not only that, but couple it with VectorVest core proprietary indicators to make sure that you're dealing with a great overall quality, strong fundamental stock to boot. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in our next video.